There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Doug Steffens Good Day program. Friday it is. And yeah, so we have, what, you don't like your job? You want to have, you look forward to the end of the week so you don't have to work? What kind of a deal is that, Kenny? Jeepers, grow.
It's Friday.
Jeepers, creepers. All right, so let's go around the room here. This is a virtual room for those of you. Are we on in Houston yet, or is that next week?
When Monday.
Next Monday.
Monday.
And what about, was Bakersfield on this week? Or is that next week, too?
I think that's next week, too.
Next week. All right. Anyway, I just want to make sure I know who's here and who isn't, having been out of the loop for a couple of days, back in the saddle again. And as I go around the room, I hear important voices. As Rich McFadden, whose voice is always important.
Hello.
As Kenny Kessler, whose voice is always important.
Good morning.
As Jennifer Horn, whose voice is always important.
Good morning.
And then there's Roberta Fasanelli.
Who?
Whose voice is important when we can find it.
Who? So, where in the world is?
Yes,
complete
Roberta.
That sentence. So,
is that where in the world is Doug? Where in the world is Roberta? And I will tell you, I spent the night in Roberta's bed in New Orleans.
Yes, you did.
On, that was Tuesday night, right? Or was that Monday night?
Yes.
Tuesday night.
Yes.
No, it was Monday night.
No, it was Sunday night.
Sunday night, because Monday night I was in Tampa, because Tuesday is when Charlotte died.
Okay.
And
Sunday night.
Yeah, it was Sunday night. And I was.
And
I
you
left
said you slept well, you said.
I slept for a couple of hours pretty well. Yeah, I wasn't there very long. But I was so pleased with myself because I used, for the first time, my GPS device that's included in the smartphone. And I put in your address, and I wound around some of the darkest, danky, I never knew that New Orleans had such dark, dreary streets.
But you know, the beauty of New Orleans is even in the bad neighborhoods, quote-unquote bad neighborhoods, beautiful architecture on the houses.
Yeah, Roberta has a beautiful place. It's not a great neighborhood. I mean, the stuff that's around it, maybe somebody should come in with a bulldozer and destroy the rest of the neighborhood.
It's changing. I love how you pick on Roberta and my neighborhood.
Oh, yeah.
You're a neighborhood snob.
We're part of the Garden District now. You're part of the what district?
We're part of the Garden District now.
Really? The house across the street sure isn't.
And neither is the laundromat.
And neither is the laundromat on the other corner. Oh, but your house is beautiful. Absolutely. And it's exactly what I've gotten used to you and the way you decorate homes. Mm-hmm. And I wish I had taken some pictures because when I walked in, even though there's junk piled everywhere, when I got into your bedroom, it reminded me of your bedroom in New York.
Yeah.
The same,
You've been in Roberta's bedroom in New York.
I've slept many nights in Roberta's bedroom.
In both of her bedrooms, yes.
How old are all your kids, Roberta?
Right.
But believe me, we've done the math.
Yeah, well, we actually had that. There was a discussion about that.
I remember.
Many years ago. And even though that has never happened between the two of us, she made me very uncomfortable the day she told me she was pregnant with...
Victoria.
Because
we had been out for
now. How old is Victoria?
Victoria is going to be 20 in December.
Isn't that now? See, we've known each other for what, 24 years now? 25 years.
Yeah.
Oh my God! All right. So anyway,
old home week.
One of the reasons that Roberta came when she found out that Charlotte had died, I think she felt like she would want to help and support what was going on in the air because she knew that I wouldn't make it. I'll make it today, but just barely. The last couple of days, I wouldn't have made it at all. And so Roberta decided that it would be nice and fun. And having you back now, I'm spoiled and I don't want you to go away again because I think that you're a big help. We all enjoy your company. You add a certain je ne sais, what's that expression?
Irrelevancy.
Yeah, right. And irreverence.
Irreverence.
our conversations.
But I'm not allowed to say them.
Earlier,
I've heard them all, yes.
We played a clip from Ellen DeGeneres' program wherein she was joking about miracles and how miracles are everywhere. Mm-hmm. And so I sort of bucked up as I've told this story. I have been on the telephone pretty much nonstop since Charlotte died on a Tuesday afternoon. Just to sort of recount, Richie thought I should recount the story, so I will do it quickly, wherein if I do a long take on it, it just won't help the decorum here at all. But as we talk about Charlotte and how much she has meant to people, I can't tell you how many times Jennifer will say in a commercial break, "Well, Charlotte's not really interested. Can we change, pick up the pace?"
She'd be snoozing a little bit. Yeah, she was like our program director.
Well, we have had on many occasions the microphone close to her so we could hear her snoring. There was a chair that used to be here that went out with the New World Order when Meredith moved in. It was an old, rotten, horrible chair and smelled, but it was Charlotte's comfort zone. And she'd sit in that chair, and she did for years and years and years. She'd come in, come around the corner after she'd been outside in the barnyard for an hour or so, smelling everything, and come in and just climb in the chair and go to sleep and snore. And so that the constant companionship is what has been so vivid here with Charlotte going with me. And everybody was used to Charlotte being with me wherever I was. She was more of a draw. We were talking about this in the last hour. When I go visit stations, people didn't want to visit with me. They want to visit with Charlotte. And so one of the things that we're going to do here, we people in my family, we're going to write a book. My son and I, basically, my daughter will contribute somewhat, but we're going to tell it through sort of Charlotte's experiences and the pictures. We have pictures and video galore. I'm going to have a celebration, but I want to have a book party a week from Sunday and have everybody come or send things that they remember about Charlotte. Charlotte did, like walking into the barn yesterday. I remember she used to tear into the barn when we had hay piled up on the floor. She would run and dive into the hay, and she would pull the strings off of the bales, and she would shake the bales until they were all pulled all over the place, all around. It was not unlike the box stuff, the box keepers, Jennifer, that you were talking about, mm-hmm. or the ball that Richie, she had this thing she wanted to be able to, for whatever the reason, this is part of the bulldog thing, to tear things apart. I'm remembering when in your apartment, Roberta, she went around and pulled some stuff out in your living room. We're trying to remember what it wasn't anything that was serious, but she would make herself at home. My lawyer was telling me yesterday what they remembered. She would go up. We'd go into the office. And she would wander from room to room, office to office, smelling. And when she was satisfied everything was okay, she'd come into the room where we were having a meeting and just lay down and go to sleep. And she would do that in somebody's home. A friend of mine in Los Angeles said to me yesterday, she remembered the first time she met Charlotte. Charlotte came into the house like she owned the place. She wandered from room to room to room. And then when everything was okay, she would sit down and be fine. As Meredith said, put it in a wonderful poem that she wrote, an acknowledgement, Charlotte was all about, doing stuff on her terms, and that's what made her so lovable, because she didn't pay any attention. As the typical Leo that she was, she paid no attention to what others were concerned about. She had her concerns, and she took care of her concerns, and when everything was A-okay, that's fine, let's move on. And so it's that sort of thing that I want people to recount and remember. And so we'll have, all of you have, when I say all of you, all of the people here have pictures and stories of Charlotte. And I'd love you to send them to me. And the people that are listening, it may be somebody that took pictures of Charlotte when we were at some event. You want to send them along? That'd be great as well. I'm going to start I'm not quite sure how I do this. This is one of my last night thoughts. I'm going to start a foundation that will raise money, and whatever we get out of this book will be the seed for a series of shelters, whatever we can put together in various places, for the care of bulldogs. I think there are specialty sort of shelters around the country for various breeds. Are there
most
not?
Most breeds will have some kind of a rescue system set up. So, like a border collie, every breed has one.
I don't know if there is one for bulldogs, but
I'm sure that there are. Thing with bulldogs is they're like pugs or whatever. They are a very popular, expensive breed.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't see a lot of them that get abandoned or
No.
So,
but the lady who was the I think I did say a little bit about this on the air the other day. The lady who called me, who was a animal communicator, who told me where Charlotte was that first night and what was going on and some of the amazing things. My God, I could spend a half hour telling you what I learned in that experience. But she said that Charlotte was going to send me another dog, and I don't know that a lot of people say, my friend Joe Dignan said to me, the best way to fix the problem is to go right out and get another dog. I could no more do that than I could.
We asked our pet expert, Warren Stein, about that, and he said the problem with immediately going out and getting another dog is you're always going to compare it to the old dog.
Yeah, you got
to
give it some time.
You need some
time. Find another dog.
There's never going to be another dog that affects me. I don't expect that. I'm certainly not ready because there's too much stuff in transition in my life now anyway. But I would, it would be very interesting to see what does come around, let's say, in the next year or so.
You need a pug.
No, I don't.
Yes.
No.
They're just like bulldogs, but smaller, and you can travel with it.
I travel. What? Do you think I had a problem traveling with Charlotte?
Charlotte went everywhere.
No, Charlotte was never not by my side. And I feel that's one of the things the animal communicator said to me that night. She will always be right there. So, anyway.
You know, there's even a Long Island Bulldog rescue dog.
Is there?
Yes.
Huh. Well, so those are, so. But there's something about Charlotte, different in many ways, and easily.
Not your typical fat, lazy bulldog.
Yeah. No.
No.
And so that was sort of the reason. I said to Brendan when he got Charlotte, because he found Charlotte in a home in Burbank, and it's interesting because I found Charlotte's birth certificate and found out, I had thought her birthday was July the 20th, and she wasn't a Leo, and then I found out her birthday was July 29th, and she is a Leo, and
oh my God! All those years you didn't know her at all.
Well, yeah, right. but it makes it easier to understand why she was the way that she was in terms
but
of being her
how
own,
much you put into that and what you thought she was versus what she really was.
Yeah. Well,
the tragedy of it all.
Oh, I know, it's terrible, isn't it?
Yes.
But so anyway, Brendan found her in a little this home in Burbank, and I found on the birth certificate their address. And the last day before I left, I was tempted to drive by their home and show them this dog that was 15 years old that came out of that litter, because they're just not 15-year-old bulldogs. And you were talking about Warren, because Warren and I had lunch in Santa Monica the 2 or 3 days before we left, and Charlotte sat underneath his chair and visited with him and showed herself to be, to him, what was still a very strong bulldog, a strong presence. And so he said, don't worry about her. She's fine. She's got lots of juice left dinner. And I think that's the case. And so some of me, what are you going to do about it at this point in time? The regrets. What is that song, Frank Sinatra? I had a
regrets
few.
I've had a few, yeah.
Whether she would have lived longer or not under different circumstances, who knows? I know that she was tired and sore. And I think there was a lot of her that was ready to go, but she didn't want to leave because I didn't want her to leave. And and that was very, there's a selfish part of it. I would probably never have decided to pull the trigger. She had to do it on her terms.
Yep.
She had to go out when she wanted to go. So anyway, Richie, is that enough of an update on Charlotte?
I think you've covered it. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Pretty much.
I have, and we've covered a few commercials. That's right.
Yeah.
21 after on Good Day.
Can heart and body extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Wow, this is a one-hit wonder. I'd forgotten about this.
All right, you ready? Get set, go! Who is this?
The song was number one during this week and three other weeks. 1970, this time of the year, 1970. Who sings Venus? She's got it. She's got it. The name of the group at 888-302-3684. Action starting already. The prize is a hit CD with a bunch of these one-hit wonders on them. Number one song, I had forgotten this thing had been that big. I was still a jock when this song was big. And I remember all the fun that we had with it, or people that were not of the same character and caliber as I was, who thought that this was something else. I never would have thought this was something else, but and you couldn't say it on the radio. You couldn't even say, this is the same year that Bob Dylan had Lay Lady Lay. You couldn't say that on the radio either. You couldn't.
Wow.
Oh, she's got it. Yes, she's got it. And she could have had that or this. Anyway, crank it up, Richie.
Well, I'm your Venus. I'm your fire.
Yeah. Don't you remember this song? Come on.
It just dawned on me how people would misinterpret the lyrics.
The Venus, Roberto.
Venus.
Venus, right. All right, 888-30. I don't need to give the number out anywhere. Yeah. They were a Dutch rock group that was considered the Dutch equivalent to Jefferson Airplane. Unfortunately, their airplane landed in 1974 when they broke up. The lead singer and organist was a Romanian named Mariska Verez, who formed a jazz group in 1993 called the Blanking Jazz Quintet. If I give you the real name of it, it gives away this group's name. This song, Venus.
I thought you meant another word you were covering up.
Written by Robbie Van Leeuwen, who formed this group, played guitar in the group. Venus was followed up by two non-charting tunes, Mighty Joe and Never Marry a Railroad Man. Gee, I can't understand why that didn't make it to the top of the chart. So who is is this singing Venus? 888-302-3684. This is one of those typical pop songs. Europeans got it right. A lot of these really good songs from the early 70s, mid-70s, too, that came from... What, it's all over?
That's it.
Is that short?
2 minutes and 58 seconds of fun.
Really? Yeah. Okay. All right, let's see what we can work out here. 888-302. I'm looking around for... we got a lot of East Coast people here. I'm just going to do Don. You put Don on, too, right?
You put Don on.
I put Don on? Okay.
Yeah, you did
Don,
all
where in New Jersey are you?
In Ramsey.
Ramsey, New Jersey. Where is that? What's it close to?
Well, it's a little north of Paramus, you know, those types of towns.
It's home of Dave, Dougie.
Home of Dave.
Ramsey.
Oh, Ramsey is from there, really?
No.
Dave!
No.
After you pull the hook out of your mouth.
Yeah. Well, I stayed the other night when I was driving home. I couldn't find, I was on the New Jersey Turnpike, and it was pouring rain, and I was about 1 o'clock in the morning. I'd had enough. So I pulled off at exit 13 and found, it's Edison, found a nice little
bar.
No, I didn't find a Sparrow. I found a, it was a Days Inn, I think.
That's a nice historical town to stop in.
Yeah, it's not a bad little place. All right, enough of that. Historically speaking, who's the song done by here?
Shocking Blue.
Shocking Blue.
Wow.
What do you remember about this song from your own history?
Oh, my gosh. Going into the Wayback Machine, I was going to a semi-formal. It was my first one in high school. And that was on the radio as I had picked up my date, actually. I was being driven by...
Wow. What crisp memory.
What a great memory. Had. Good for you. All right, you got the CD. Thanks, Don.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. Probably of all the questions I get on the Pet Show, the one most disturbing to most pet guardians is their dog acts aggressively around other dogs, and they want to know why they have that problem. There are many reasons why a dog may act aggressively towards another dog. He may just be afraid. He may be stressed because his space is being violated. He may feel the need to dominate. He may be protective of us. He may be very curious, or he may be overexcited. Sometimes what we perceive to be aggression may be the result of just hyper energy. The most important thing to remember, if your dog is aggressive towards other dogs, try to figure out why. If you're walking him on a leash, remember, that leash becomes his territory and he's going to protect that. Maybe a longer leash. Also, if your dog is aggressive around the house, try to introduce him to other dogs on neutral territory. Very often when a dog is on neutral territory and he meets another dog because there are so many distractions, the relationship is a lot stronger and resolves the behavioral problems a lot quicker. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Still need to file your taxes? Don't forget that some of the things you did last year could be worth valuable tax deductions and credits. If you took your children to summer day camp, you may be eligible to claim the Child and Dependent Care Credit. TurboTax will walk you through over 350 tax deductions and credits so you don't forget them. Go to TurboTax.com today and get started free. Intuit TurboTax. It's amazing what you're capable of.
Yeah, rabbits are cute. Squirrels, too, till they ruin your garden, feasting on your plants. Get yourself some Ortho Animal Be Gone. Animal Be Gone uses ingredients that little critters are naturally repelled by, but it won't hurt them. And the no-stink formula works without smelling horrible. Animal Be Gone from Ortho. We don't hurt them. We just chase them. Guaranteed. Learn more about how Animal Be Gone lives up to its name at ortho.com. Use only as directed.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturing manufacturers. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
Have you ever noticed how many sick and miserable people there are? I'm serious. I'm talking about people of all ages who have conditions and diseases which affect their quality of life. Most of them seem to have one thing in common: polypharmacy. That is, dependence on multiple prescription drugs with side effects that actually make them sicker and sicker, not healthy. The good news is that people are waking up to the fact that if you supply your body with all of the nutrients it requires, you will feel better, be healthier, and have a better life. It's important to know that Beyond Tangy Tangerine is the most amazing, great-tasting, comprehensive nutritional supplement. Besides supplying all the vitamins our bodies need, it also supplies the necessary minerals that are required for the vitamins to kick in. Look, folks, I'm hooked on it, and I think if you try it, you'll become hooked. This stuff really works. That's why I'm urging you to make it part of your daily health regimen. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com to secure your canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine today. Sign up for auto ship and save on shipping costs. That's Beyond Tangy Tangerine at InfoWarsTeam.com.
Many arguments, not arguments, but we've had many discussions that people are close to me other than you folks. I haven't had a chance to have this conversation, but as long as we sort of started the hour with this, and maybe I'll keep it going for a couple of more minutes, because people really are, I'm looking at the Facebook postings this morning about Charlotte, good heavens, and so it needs a little bit more time perhaps, and maybe it needs it not for closure necessarily, because it won't ever get closed, but the essence of what people are thinking as they work through this. Charlotte had a wonderful way of bringing people's issues to the surface in in so many different ways. It was uncanny, whatever it was that made her who she was and how she found me and I found her. You know, you think about the universe and what are the chances of, and you can fill in the blank, that you'd meet the woman of your dreams or the man of your dreams, or you'd find this job, or you'd have this experience, and people think, okay, you know, it's a lucky coincidence. But I feel, somebody said this to me once a long time ago. I think, Roberta, you and I may have talked about how dogs find their people. It isn't the other way around.
Yeah.
Dogs find who it is. And the extraordinary circumstances in which Charlotte came into our life through Brendan getting the bug to have one of his roommates in college had a bulldog. And I remember walking across the campus at Trinity in Hartford. And he said, "Look at that bulldog, Dad. I want to get a bulldog just like that." And I said to him, "What are you talking about? Bulldogs are stupid. They're sloppy."
Yeah, you didn't like them, right?
I didn't like bulldogs. And then look what happened. Look at what the universe does.
The universe said, "Oh, you do, Dougie, you do."
and presented me with this package, this beautiful little thing. But it took 2.5 years for her actually to come to be with me, because she was with Brendan living in Santa Monica for the first couple of years.
Now, did you like her when she was with Brendan?
You know what? I honestly
didn't. Or did you not like her till you had her?
No, I loved her, but I didn't spend any time with her. The first year or so, I really didn't spend any time with Charlotte at all until she was grown. And then Brendan brought her to the farm that second summer, and she took to it and loved it. And so you can see that he was driving the old gray pickup truck that Edgar had when he first came here, and that was Brendan's vehicle. So you see lots of pictures of Charlotte hanging out the back window of that pickup truck. And she was heavy then, not big, but she was heavy. And then there was this, Brendan said, you know, why don't you keep her on the farm for a couple of weeks, because she loved it there. And then we just kept back and forth and back and forth. And so eventually Brendan decided that because she loved it here and she loved me, and it was a fit, even though he loved her, that he would give her to me. And so that's, and so really it's been about 13 years that she's been with me, morning, noon, and night. And so I look at some of these things that are coming in from the people that knew her. Don Ela, who runs the other farm that I have out in the central part of the state, who loved every time he'd see her. He always had treats in his pocket. Always gave her treats.
Aww.
And loved her. And when he'd see her open up the door, Charlotte! And he talks like in that New England accent. So he wrote me this morning and said something that really is very interesting, because, again, what you don't understand about the universe, or a lot of people don't understand, is how synchronistic it is. He had a dream last night. I, last night, decided I was going to write a book about Charlotte. And I've talked about it a little bit, but I sort of formulated it in my mind last night. So he writes to me this morning, I had a dream last night about the writing of Charlotte's book. It was written from her point of view as if Charlotte was writing the story. It would encompass every aspect of her life and yours. Possible title, Short Tales.
Oh, that's cute. That's absolutely perfect.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Because she had a sort of a bobtail. Every chapter would be short, like you do on your show, keeping it moving and interesting, with a photo of her and one about whatever this short tale was. And that's really what's been in my mind, is I pick up all of these things, and that's why I want people to sort of send me things that may be experiential. I'm looking to see, I look at all of these comments on the Facebook page. And Kenny, I don't know how, maybe rather than me read them, if you want to spend a minute and just read some of the things that have been written here. Mostly they're just condolences. There are people who have followed her because she's been with me. But then when they get around her, they just kind of realize what a special being she was. And so, Kenny, if you want to do a couple of them, that's fine.
Okay. Valerie posted, my thoughts and prayers are with you. I've only been a listener for a little while, and I've enjoyed hearing about Charlotte. Mm-hmm. I do believe that we will be greeted again by those animals that we loved. You have been fortunate enough to have had the unconditional love of a dog, and for us who have loved a dog or cat so deeply, you never get over the loss. You just get through it.
Yeah, I think that's it. And I don't expect to get over it. But, yeah, getting through it to the other side, and that's really sort of the help that's come from all of you who have expressed this kind of support. It's actually very cool. But you could tell about that which went on between the two of us. One of the things that's toughest is to be here in the studio, and I turn around and look at the we have hot air here, and so in the summertime, when Charlotte would be outside, she'd get hot, she'd come in, and she'd come, there was a register right beside me on the floor here in the studio. So she would plop herself on top of it,
yeah,
and just go to sleep. And that was her way. And there was another one of them on a step in the big room in the back side of the house, where she would go in the summer, and just after she got hot, she'd walk right in, go right over there and plop herself down and go to sleep in front of it. So that's one of the tough things about wandering around now in the house, because it's so empty. And that's, you know, that's part of what you say, you get through it, but you don't get over it. Anyway, okay, Kenny, what else have you got?
Paul says, Mr. Stefan, you have serenaded me with many, many stories of your beloved Charlotte on my way to work in the early morning. All of us listeners know how much you cared for her, and we thank you for sharing her trials and tribulations with us. Charlotte now crosses the Rainbow Bridge, and the light that she brought to so many of us through your stories will never dim. Peace to your family as you all face this loss.
Thank you, Ma. Yep, nice. What else?
Most of them are
same
are
kind
just,
of stuff. Yeah.
Most of them are just very sorry for your loss. I don't want to chip anybody, but there are, and we really appreciate all the comments.
An endless number,
tons and tons.
Yeah, I got a bunch of tweets yesterday on my Twitter feed.
Yeah. So life goes on, and that's, you know, there are so many changes taking place in my life, and I wonder about her as she transits to her next reality, about thinking that it was, you know, that whether she needed to be here for the transit. It's just, you can come up with all kinds of scenarios. It's just crappy.
But you know what? We talked about this. This gives you a fresh start, and she was pained and probably couldn't have handled all the changes that you're going through.
So. Right. Yeah, that's probably very true. Well, she would have made the best of it as best she could,
because
she always did. But I would never, ever have pulled the plug.
Yeah, and that's the hardest part, is when you see that your dog is in pain. That's what we did with our dog, Patch.
And it's selfish.
And it's just, I had to do it. I had no choice.
Yeah,
and it
was somebody else would have had to.
Well, you know, it comes down to, Doug, I had to.
She made her own decision, though.
She made it for you,
right,
because she knew you couldn't.
Yeah. That's very true. What did you say, Roberta?
I said I had to do this with my mother, where, you know, I had to decide, well, do I pull the plug on her or not?
Yeah.
And I remember there was a Catholic social worker that I sat down and I spoke with, and this was at a Catholic hospital, and they were actually, the ethics board was actually advising me to pull the plug.
Yeah.
And I found it very hard to do, and she said, are you keeping her alive for you
or
are you keeping her alive for her?
Imagine that scene. For the love of God, woman, pull the plug.
That helped me make the decision.
I will tell you, when you go to a vet, they are wonderful.
Yeah.
When you have to do it.
Well, but that's how I made my decision when we decided to come back. I went over to see Bill Carlson, who was my favorite vet in the world ever. He took such wonderful care. I trusted him with Charlotte. And last Thursday, I went over to see him, and he walked outside with me, and he'd done all of his examinations, and he's become a friend, and he loves Charlotte. And so he said, come on, let's go outside. So we walked her around the parking lot. He said, she's got this and she's got that, but you know what? She's got, and then you do with her heart and lungs and stuff. She's so strong in her heart and lungs. And he looked at me, and I, because he knew what my question was, he said, I would tell you, if I thought that dog needed to be put to sleep, I would tell you to do it. I wouldn't pull any punches, and that's what I respected about him. He said, and then he and Warren got me to him. He was Warren's vet. And Warren said the same thing. I would tell you, over and above whatever my feelings are for you, the dog's more important. And if I thought the dog was really suffering and it was really tough for her, then I would tell you, but she has so much strength. But I know the other side of it is that she hurt and the traveling was tough for her.
Right.
And so it was inevitable whether it needed to be now or not. That's a $64 question, which doesn't have an answer because it's not necessary at this point. 16 before the hour, and good day.
For over 20 years, you've trusted Lumber Liquidators to make high-quality, beautiful flooring affordable for everyone. Delivering this value means you get the floor you want at a low price you deserve. So we've lowered prices even more. This week at beautifully distressed click strand bamboo. It's easy to install, and now it's $229. That's about half what you'll pay at other stores. Plus 200 styles of pre-finished hardwood from $169 and 12-month special financing. You trust our value. We value your trust. For quality hardwood, see the flooring experts today. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Being there matters, and your United States Navy protects and defends America on the world's oceans. Around the globe, around the clock, Navy ships, submarines, aircraft, and most importantly, tens of thousands of America's finest young men and women are ready to defend America. When piracy threatens global commerce, when disaster strikes, or when called upon by the Commander-in-Chief, your Navy is there. When it comes to protecting and defending America, being there matters, and America's Navy is already there.
Social Security is the foundation of financial well-being for millions of people in retirement. But for many, the program can be a complicated maze. Jonathan Peterson is the Executive Communications Director at AARP.
Everybody has questions about Social Security and wonders where they stand in terms of Social Security and what can they anticipate getting one day from Social Security.
Peterson answers those questions and more in his book, Social Security for Dummies. The second edition was recently released.
This is a critical benefit for people, and it's a very good idea to, when you're younger, to have an idea about what it means for you.
One of Peterson's top tips, don't claim retirement benefits as soon as you're eligible.
If you're able to wait to age 70, you're going to end up with a benefit that is 76% higher than if you claimed at age 62. That translates to many thousands of dollars for people, especially if you live a long life, as hopefully you will.
Learn more at AARP.org.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And this year, for the first time, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed law 50 states and home loss number 3030.
There was 57 channels in the night. 57 channels in the night. 57 channels.
Hi, Jen Jen.
Dougie.
The continuing story of who and what's dead. From L.A.
Law.
Was kind of sad. He was a nice character.
Who?
Richard Dysart.
He was Leland McKenzie, the leader
of
the...
Yeah, Leland McKenzie on L.A. Law. He died April 5th at his home in Santa Monica, a neighbor of yours, Dougie, after a long illness. He was 86 years old, so semi-long life. He was on L.A. Law from 1986 through 1994, and he won an Emmy for Best Supporting Actor in a Drama Series in 1992.
He was one of those character actors that was everywhere all his career.
Mm-hmm.
Everywhere.
And it got a start in the theater. I always think these older actors got their start on the stage, and then he had such great credits to his name. He was in Wall Street. He was in The Thing, The Falcon, Back to the Future Part 3. He was all over the place. So he will be missed. Now, Jane Fonda and Lily Tomlin are reuniting. Remember when they did 9 to 5?
Yeah.
Well, they're reuniting for an upcoming Netflix series called Grace.
5 to 9.
Grace and... Yes, 5 to 9. It's about the night shift. No, it's called Grace and Frankie, and it's a comedy that follows two women who learn that their husbands are in love with, wait for it, each other. Oh!
Welcome to the new world.
Exactly.
Yeah, created by Marta Kaufman, who did Friends, and Howard J. Morris, who did Home Improvement. So some big power back there. Martin Sheen is in the cast. Sam Waterston will come out to their wives at dinner and reveal that they're getting married.
Sam Waterston is in it?
Yes, along with Martin Sheen. They're the lovers. Isn't that funny?
Martin Sheen and Sam Waterston are the lovers?
Yeah, they're the husbands.
Oh, my God. That's true.
and they say they're getting married, and then Grace and Frankie in the show.
Oh, my trailer looks very funny.
Romance really? Between them?
Yes.
Yeah, that sounds very cool.
Jeez. Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. Now, there's a new show coming out that is ABC Disney's looking at giving to Dan Savage. I don't know if you guys are familiar with him. He was kind of like the anti-bullying czar of the Obama administration, but yet he kept bullying everybody. I mean, there was not a conference that he didn't call people that were Christian, like, terrible names, really bad names. Well, ABC Disney, for some reason, has chosen him to give a show to, and now all these conservative groups are going crazy trying to stop the production. Now, there's a couple of elements here. One is that Dan Savage is pretty, like, a deplorable human being. The second is that the sitcom is also dealing with gay issues, dealing about a family that's upended when a teenage son comes out as gay. So, a lot going on with the Media Research Council here. We'll see if it actually makes it to TV. HBO, by the way, if you want it, you can now sign up for it without having cable. Premium channels at HBO Now is welcome for subscribers starting this week. So check it out.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Travel. Wait for it, Richie. There it is. Okay. Dave Savona is the executive editor of Cigar Aficionado.
Aficionado, yes, that's right.
How do you pronounce
Aficionado.
That?
Aficionado. No,
that too, okay. I can't be responsible for the way I pronounce things this week. I'll use that as an excuse.
Yeah, go.
Anyway, he's been to Cuba, and we all know how Cuba and cigars are connected, but how is Cuba connected to us now, and when can we fly there? We'll talk about traveling to Cuba, but somebody who's had a lot of experience doing that in a moment here on Good Day.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Sound professional with a main greeting and multiple extensions that forward callers to your mobile phone. You can even get voicemails transcribed. Join over 150,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com.
The Entrepreneur's Phone System.
Welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
Hey, Staples guy. I need to promote my new business and do it on budget.
I can make that happen.
Can you print business cards?
Staples can print business cards, brochures, banners.
Pens?
Pens, magnets, luggage tags.
Calendars.
Calendars, sticky notes, lawn signs, and window decals.
What about foam fingers?
What color? Red, yellow, blue.
You had me at yellow.
Make on budget happen, make getting noticed happen. Staples, make more happen. Now at Staples, get 40% off large banners, posters, and lawn signs.
Offer valid on all large banners, posters, and lawn signs in-store and online and 6/27/15. Discount applied before taxes may not be combined with any other offer. See store staples.com/signs for details.
All right, so the president is shaking hands with the leader of Cuba, John Kerry, over to try to normalize relations. It seems that things are speeding up in terms of interest. I certainly am eager to go to Cuba and do a broadcast. Here's Dave Savona joining us, executive editor of Cigar Aficionado. How'd I do, Dave? All right, that was better that time, probably.
You did great, thank you.
All right, so you've been to Cuba how many times?
I've been about a dozen times.
Yeah, and what, is it the obvious Cuban cigar connection, or is there something else going on? You bring people there to visit and go to the plants where the cigars are made? What do you do with people when you bring them to Cuba?
Well, I don't really bring people to Cuba. I go to Cuba to bring my readers there virtually. So I've been going to Cuba since my first trip was in 1996. And as you said before, you can't think of Cuba without thinking about cigars. They go hand in hand.
Right.
So you know, as a representative of Cigar Aficionado magazine, we've been covering Cuba for the entire history of the book. So we go there to you know, get closer to Cuba, to see what's going on there, and to kind of experience it for our readers.
So
and
now go ahead. I'm sorry.
I think with all these recent changes, we're trying to show the ways you can get there and what you can do when you do get there.
So you've gone through, what, Montreal, Toronto to get down there? Is that how you've gone?
Actually, I go directly via Miami. There's direct flights to Cuba right now.
And, now there are, but I'm talking about before.
Oh, the first trip a long time ago, yeah, I went through Mexico. As a journalist, I've always been allowed to go.
Oh.
Journalists are okay with going. But now it's a lot easier to get there. It's just direct flights from the U.S.
So Miami would be American. Delta, I just saw, is going to start flying from Atlanta, I think, or Orlando. This is going to quickly ramp up. Do you figure a lot of people want to get there and figure out what's going on to see if they can invest? I mean, there's going to be a heck of a lot of great investment opportunities there.
The interest is certainly very high right now. I mean, the flights are full. The hotels have been full. There's more interest in Cuba than ever before. It's a very exciting time to think about Cuba, to get down there.
What's happened, though, since the Castros took over, to the infrastructure, hotels, restaurants, things that Cuba was known for under Batista?
Well, it's changed quite a bit. When I first went there back in 96, the restaurant scene was rather abysmal, and the hotel scene was rather grim, too. You would go to a restaurant, they were all owned by the state back then, and you couldn't get a good meal, and it was a pretty sad experience. They've changed that. In past years, they've opened a private enterprise system called Palad Bars, where people are allowed to open their own restaurants and actually have a bit of capitalism in Cuba. And that's where you really get exciting dining right now. Our new issue, which is a June issue coming out in a week on newsstands. We've got 26 very exciting restaurants, most of them privately owned. And you can really get a fine meal in Cuba now, which really wasn't the case before.
What about enough room in the Cuban hotels? Because you know as well as I do, people are going to just flood the place.
Yeah, that's an issue. The rooms, as I said, are full, have been full during key times, and they just don't have enough great rooms if there's this big influx of tourists. There's the thing about Cuban hotels right now is you want new and you want refurbished.
Yeah.
You can stay in a great hotel if you know the right one, but you can really get a lousy experience if you go to something that hasn't been touched in a long time. There's certainly hotels to avoid in Havana right now.
Yeah. All right, so you can book online. Would you say it's the same as traveling anywhere else now, isn't it, pretty much?
It's not quite at that level yet. It's not quite open travel. There's still loops to go through with it. Travel isn't legal yet for the average American. There are ways to get there on people-to-people visits legally, but it's not just
got to work at it. Dave Savona.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and
auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.